Okay, Arizona State coach Herb Sendek has joined us, and the Arizona State Sun Devils are on the road at California on Wednesday and then at Stanford on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Morning, Herb. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hope you're well.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to know your opinion on this kind of growing trend about guys who graduate and have a year of eligibility like Marshall does and move on to another school.
Yeah, you know, I think we've reached a point with the epidemic of transfers that we have that it would probably make sense to require everybody to sit out a year regardless of circumstances. You know, I would be in favor of, going back to when that was the case.
But what is it, and what are the challenges that a guy like Marshall faces coming and just having 1 year to assimilate?
Sure. Well, I mean, different guys face different opportunities and challenges. I mean, Jermaine was a very established player, a good player. He has an excellent basketball IQ. And so he had a relatively seamless transition. I know in other cases, it could be a pretty dramatic shift, at the end of someone's career, depending on expectations and circumstances. But, it's just so prevalent in some cases, like with Jermaine Marshall, we've been the benefactor. And in other cases, for example, like Evan Gordon, we've had someone, leave us to go to another program.
Do you have to kind of ponder what this is going to do to the locker room and the team in general when you're bringing in one guy for 1 year?
I think that's a consideration, absolutely. But I think, once again, there's so much transition in college basketball that it's almost, not even noticed because it happens so readily now. And we really do have kind of like a free agency market in the spring, not only with fifth-year transfers who try to play immediately, but just transfers in general.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Good morning, Coach. I just wonder, Bashinsky has really improved statistically, anyway, over his last couple of years. Can you talk about his development, and is he really that much better, and how has he improved?
Well, not to be dramatic, but I would submit that he arguably is the most improved player in college basketball if you look over the span of the last 3.5 years, Jordan didn't play three years before enrolling in college. He was injured as a senior in high school and missed the season, and then he went on his mission for 2 years. And so he really, in a lot of ways, started, at the very beginning. And as he's gained experience, transformed his body, continued to work hard, he has established himself as, an outstanding player, someone who ultimately we'll probably have the all-time shot block record in our conference.
And what makes him such a great shot blocker? Is it anticipation, strength, time? What goes into that particular skill?
I think he has a couple of traits. First, he does have great size. I mean, you're talking about a young man that, probably in the neighborhood of 7'1", 7'2". So that helps. And then he just has really good timing. He's a good mobile athlete for somebody with his kind of size.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
You do have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, I'll follow up on that graduate transfer issue. What I'm curious about is how widely known does that pool of players who intend to do that, is that always well known across the country or to your staff, for instance, that X player from you know, the Eastern time zone someplace might be going to transfer?
Well, I mean, I think it's very well known because the basketball community is really connected. And then when you add in the dimension of social media or somebody like Jeff Goodman, who's always publishing an updated list of guys, or just, for example, if it's on your radar, to your knowledge, you know somebody, you know, is entering their fifth year, there's always the question, boy, I wonder if he graduated. And then, so I think it's very common knowledge in our field. You know, who's transferring, not just, and I'm not talking just about the fifth year graduates, but just other guys. And then, you know, people will call you and you'll, or you'll get, you know, a school send over a release, you know, you've been granted permission to talk to this guy if you want. So, you know, there's just, you know, there's so much information out there now. You know, if you just followed everybody on Twitter, you'd probably know who was leaving and who wasn't.
Is there any sense in the coaching community that there's anything illicit going on in terms of you know, coaches poaching other guys?
Oh yeah, I mean I think that does go on to some extent. I can't measure it for you. I can't give you any concrete examples. But once again, I'm not talking just about the fifth year case, but any case, and you see a lot of guys who, you know, are really playing well as a young player, maybe at a mid-major or even a low major, and all of a sudden, you know, they decide they're going to transfer because they want to play at a higher level. So, you know, it's recruiting is a competitive thing, and I think you do run that risk. As long as I've been in coaching, I've had concerns about that.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. That'll do it, Herb. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll see you.
Bye.